invite your attention to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7, and God willing, tonight we will look at verse number 6 and the subject, judgment, regarding pearls and holy things. The passage from verse 1 was read to you a moment ago, so I'm going to read only verse 6. Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Judgment regarding pearls and holy things. You better use some judgment regarding them, folks. This text in verse 6 concludes a passage regarding judgment. When Jesus earlier said, judge not, he did not mean that absolutely, because then he told the kind of judgment we were to give. You should expect to be judged by the same judgment you give to others. And then he gave us this very specific judgment regarding pearls and holy things. Let us consider, first of all, that we should esteem the things of God as precious with good reason. They are holy. Holy things. What are they? They're like those holy things that were associated with the tabernacle under the law. There was holy bread, called holy because it was consecrated to the Lord, dedicated to His service, and none could eat it but His priest. It's holy. Dedicated and consecrated to our Lord. The gospel is called the children's bread. It is not to be given to dogs. And these things of God are our pearls. Indeed, they are the only riches we have. The wise man Solomon said, and I'll read this to you. You can locate it if you wish, but in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, he says in verse 13, happy is the man who finds wisdom. What is wisdom? It's Christ. If you ever found Christ, you're happy, are you not? Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. What is understanding? Now, that's the truth concerning Christ. If you ever understand Christ, you're happy. You're happy. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver. What you obtain from Christ and the truth regarding Him is more precious than anything you can find in this world. Her gain is more than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. To you who believe, He is precious, is He not? How precious? More precious than anything else in this whole world. And all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days. What length of days? The longest days, eternal life. Eternal life is found in her right hand and in her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways. What are her ways? Christ and His ways. He is the way. In her ways are ways of pleasantness. And all her paths, what paths? Christ is the path. He's the paths. And they are peace, for He is peace. This man shall be called peace. She is a tree of life. That's Christ. Christ is our tree of life. to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Folks, if you've got what here is described, you have the most precious thing in all the world. It's Christ and all that's found in Him. Precious. These are our pearls. Now, we are to esteem the things of God as precious, and we are to discern what sorts of people are incorrigible. Some people are unworthy of our pearls. Who are they? Some of them are dogs. Do not give what is holy to the dogs. Who are the dogs? Dogs under the law were unclean animals for two reasons. First, they did not have cloven hooves. Second, they do not chew the cud. A holy animal under the law had those two marks, a cloven hoof, and it chewed the cud. It ate the grass, then later on brought it up and chewed the cud. Those are clean animals. Those are the marks. Furthermore, dogs like to eat dead carcasses. Ask Ahab and Jezebel. The dogs ate their carcasses. Dogs love to eat old dead meat. They're unclean. Some people are dogs. Human dogs do not ruminate on holy things. And they do not have cloven hooves in the sense of a holy walk. Some people are dogs because they love old, dead, dry doctrine and care not for the bread of life. Some people are swine. Now, the swine is an interesting animal. He has cloven hooves, but he does not chew the cud. Some people are swine. They have cloven hooves. They want you to watch their holy walk. They claim to be a little better than the rest of us. They walk a little better. Behold my cloven hooves, my holy walk. But they do not ruminate on the things of Christ. He's not precious to them. You must bear both marks. Furthermore, wild swine will take even precious pearls and trample them under their feet and then attack the man who gave the pearls to it. Some people are like that. There was a swine by the name of Herod did that to John the Baptist. He's just a swine. He says, I'm king of the Jews, I'm a holy man, I got cloven hooves. He despised the things of Christ. And we've got dogs and swine all around us. Both dogs and swine are irreprovable. 2 Peter 2, verse 22 says that it has happened to them according to the true proverb. A dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. Filthy animals. They go back and eat their own vomit. How disgusting is that? Some people are like that. And you can wash them up and clean them up, and the next thing you know, they've gone back to their filth. You can reform them all you want to, but it will not last. Some people are incorrigible. And we here are told to withhold from incorrigible people God's things, our pearls. Judge the incorrigible to be unworthy of your reproof. Proverbs 9, verses 7 through 9. He who corrects a scoffer gets shame for himself, and he who rebukes a wicked man only harms himself. Do not correct a scoffer, lest he hate you. Just leave him alone, folks. Man wants to scoff at God's word, leave him alone. Like that man you said you weren't going to answer him. But that's what you do to such people. J. judge the incorrigible to be unworthy of your counsel. In Luke 23, Pilate repeatedly asked Jesus questions, and Jesus answered him nothing. No need answering. It's going to do no good. No need to answer a fool. He's not going to listen to you, so keep your counsel to yourself and give it to those who will receive it. Judge the incorrigible to be unworthy of your gospel. In Acts 13, we read that Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said it was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles. We're leaving you. You'll not hear this gospel from us again. There are some folks that even though we are to preach the gospel to every creature, some folks should take it away from them and go preach it somewhere else. Jesus said, shake the dust off your feet and go your way. Don't even take their dirt with you. Leave everything with you. Take your gospel with you. Judge the incorrigible to be unworthy of your doctrine. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Paul says, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, from such withdraw yourself. Just get away from them. People who don't want to hear this doctrine. If you don't like the doctrine I preach, I'll go somewhere else. I won't bother you with it. You're not worthy of it. And judge the incorrigible to be unworthy of your fellowship. 2 Corinthians 6. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Now I've laid forth the foundation for what I want to say to you. Esteem the things of God as precious. Discern what sorts of people are incorrigible, dogs and swine. Withhold God's things from them. And how do we do so? Well, let me illustrate what it is to do not give what is holy to the dogs and nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. Pearls. I'm a searcher of them. I seek pearls. I do it for a living. I do it because I love it. It is my call in life to look for pearls. A few days ago, I went to the Sea of Romans. The Sea of Romans is divided into 16 sections. I went to the 8th section of the Sea of Romans. I swam out 28 yards and dove down to the bottom looking for pearls. And there at Romans 8:28, I found on the seabed a memorial plaque on the seabed, and it read, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Well, now, what does that mean? And so I pondered while swimming a little further underwater looking for pearls, and I found one. Exquisite. I picked the pearl off the seabed, put it in my bag, went back to the top of the water, and went looking for a jeweler. I found a jewel shop. The jeweler said his name was Hereticus. And I said, Hereticus, I found this exquisite pearl just beyond Romans 8:28. Tell me what it is. And he said, oh, he said, you have the pearl of foreknowledge. Foreknowledge. What is the pearl of foreknowledge? And the jeweler Hereticus said, the pearl of foreknowledge is actually better called prescience. It's like prescience. That's what the word, that's how it's spelled. And it means prior knowledge. And Hereticus said that this pearl of foreknowledge means that if you have this pearl, it means that before time began, God looked down through the ages of time and He saw those people who would let Him save them, and He designed good things for them based upon their acceptance of Him. And He had no more than said that, and I heard someone say, "Hogwash!" And I looked around, and it was another jeweler. "Well, who are you?" He says, "My name is Theophilus," means lover of God, and Hereticus just told you a lie. "Well, what is this pearl?" "Well, let me take a look at it," he said. So Theophilus took my pearl. He said, "Yes, it's foreknowledge, but it's not like Hereticus described it." "Well, what is this foreknowledge?" "This foreknowledge," he says, "goes to the fact that there are two sorts of people in this world. There are those whom God foreknew, and there are those to whom God says, 'I never knew you.' So you were either foreknown or never known. If you have this pearl of foreknowledge, it means that God knew you, did not merely know about you. He knew you intimately, closely. You belonged to Him. According to this pearl of foreknowledge, we read that it is associated with God's determined purpose. We read that this foreknowledge teaches us that God's people were elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. In sanctification of the Spirit, meaning that the Spirit of God would separate them from the world and consecrate them to God and cleanse them and purify them. They were foreknown for obedience to the gospel and to believe it. Foreknown to receive the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. This registry of pearls that Theophilus has says that these whom God foreknew were chosen unto salvation. They therefore were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world that they should stand before God in holiness and righteousness, without blame before Him in love. "You've got a precious pearl," he said. I do. "And I'm going to keep it. I love that pearl of foreknowledge. But maybe there's another pearl." So I went back to the Sea of Romans, section 8, swam out 28 yards, dove down, found the memorial plaque. "We know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." And I went a little further from where I found the pearl of foreknowledge, and there I found another exquisite pearl. Another one. Picked it up, put it in my bag, and went back up to see what this pearl is. This time I just completely bypassed the shop of Hereticus because his specialty was evidently in costume jewelry. I went looking for Theophilus. "Theophilus, look, I found another pearl. What is this pearl?" And Theophilus pulled down the registry of pearls and he says, "You know what? You have found the pearl of predestination." "Well, what is the pearl of predestination?" I asked, and he said, "Well, whom God foreknew, He also predestined." God's foreknowledge is regarding whom God chose to salvation, and predestination is what He purposed for them. Well, what did He purpose for those whom He foreknew? Well, two things in particular. They were predestined unto adoption as sons by God unto Himself. God looked upon them. Their father was someone else, and He said, "Henceforth I am your father, because I am adopting you, and I predestined to do so before time began. You're my adopted one by my predestination." And furthermore, in Romans 8, we read also that we were predestined to be conformed unto the image of Jesus Christ. What does that mean, Theophilus? Theophilus said, well, it means this. God the Father thinks so highly of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that He said, all my adopted sons are going to be just like Him, conformed unto the image of Jesus Christ. You have a precious pearl. You have been foreknown in Christ and foreordained to be just like Christ. Hold on to that pearl. Oh, I will. I held on to that pearl and I thought, well, now, perhaps there's another pearl out there. So I went out to the 8th section of the Sea of Romans, swam out 28 yards, dove down, found the memorial plaque. I swam to the place where I found the pearl of foreknowledge, and I swam to the place where I found the pearl of predestination, and I swam a little further, and I found another exquisite pearl. Picked it up, put it in my bag, swam back up, went looking for Theophilus. Theophilus, tell me, I found another pearl. What is it? And Theophilus took the pearl and pulled it down the registry of pearls, and he says, oh, you have found the pearl of calling. What is the pearl of calling? Well, whom God foreknew, He also predestined. Whom He predestined, He called. What do you mean He called? Well, He found them in sin and shame. And His preachers called them. And they would not heed His preachers. And so God came down and He said, Moose Parks! And Moose Parks said, speak, for your servant hears. He called me. Called me by my name and said, you're mine. I have called you. Called you. Called me to what? Theophilus said that when God calls His people, they are called out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Called of Jesus Christ and called to be saints. Romans 1, 6. Called into the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. And these are the ones who are called according to God's purpose, and because they are called, they love God, and all things work together for good to them. Now it's all beginning to make sense. This pearl of calling. God has called me to everything to which He predestined me. Well, I'm going to keep this pearl. But I'm going to go look for another pearl. So I did. Went out to the 8th section of the Sea of Romans, swam out 28 yards, dove down to the bottom of the seabed, and found the memorial plaque. I went to the place where I found the pearl of foreknowledge, and then to the place where I found the pearl of predestination, and then the place to which I found the pearl of calling, and looked a little further, and there, sure enough, there's another pearl. Exquisite. Picked it up, put it in my bag, swam back up, went looking for Theophilus. Theophilus, look, I found another pearl. What is this pearl? And Theophilus pulls down the registry of pearls, and he says, you have found the pearl of justification. Well, what is this pearl of justification? Well, it means that if God called you, He justified you. For whom He called, those He justified. Well, what do you mean He justified? And Theophilus said, well, some will tell you that it means just as if I had never sinned. Well, there's not too much wrong with that, but it's more than that. It means, furthermore, just as if I'd always been righteous. And, well, no, it means more than that. If you hold this pearl, you've always been righteous. From eternity. By an eternal justification. Theophilus told me that God took the blood of Jesus Christ and cleansed me from my sins, and with that same blood justified me. I have been declared righteous before God. Not only that, through my justification through Jesus Christ, I have been made to be the righteousness of God in Him. And I've studied that, and I still do not understand it, but I rejoice in it. I am the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ through my justification. I have received the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. And not only that, I have become partaker of a righteous, holy, divine nature. I henceforth will speak of His righteousness and His righteousness only. I never again will boast of my own, because I have the pearl of justification, and I'm going to keep it. Well, I'm going to go look for another pearl. So I go to the 8th section of the Sea of Romans, swam out 28 yards, dove down, and I found the memorial plaque. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed unto the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, He also called. Whom He called, He also justified. And while contemplating that, I swam a little further, and sure enough, I found another pearl. Exquisite. I picked up the exquisite pearl, put it in my bag, and went back to the shop of Theophilus. Theophilus, tell me, I found another pearl. What is this pearl? And Theophilus says, oh, you have found the pearl of glorification. And he pulls down the registry of pearls and began to describe to me, what is this glorious pearl of glorification? It means that I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ, and I am glorified together with Him. When God glorified Jesus Christ, I was glorified. I am glorified with Him. Through all eternal ages, I shall be like Him. And, oh, said Theophilus, by the way, in God's decree, He glorified you when He foreknew you, and when He predestined you, when He called you, and when He justified you. I have not yet experienced my glorification, but God's decree says it has been done. It shall be. It shall be. Well, I'm holding on to that pearl. Well, sun's about to set. I'm going to go make one more dive. So I go to the 8th section of the Sea of Romans, swam out 28 yards. Dove down, and I found once again, in the dimming light, that plaque. I rejoiced in the truth. Went past the place where I found the pearl of foreknowledge and the pearl of predestination and the pearl of calling and the pearl of justification. I swam to the place where I had found that pearl of glorification and swam just a little bit further, and you will not believe what I found. The seabed was full of all those pearls. Found them there. They're all the same pearls, but there were many of them. I stuffed my bag full of these pearls of foreknowledge, predestination, calling, justification, and glorification. I've got a bag full of them. I've got to share them. So I went looking for some people who might like them. I went into a church of Christ with my bag of pearls. Let me ask you, would you like to have these pearls? They're yours. Here, there they are. You can have them. You want my pearls? You want them? Here they are. All right? Anybody back there want my pearls? Here, I'm going to cast some back to you. Okay? Hold on to them. They're precious. These are the most precious pearls you will ever find. Now, do you like them? Talk to me. Do you like them? You like them? All right. I'm excited. I'm glad you like them. You know what I'm going to do? I still got some left in my bag. Still got the same pearls. I'm going to go down to the churches down the road and give my pearls. Same pearls. I walked into a church and I said, folks, I'm a seeker of pearls. Got a whole bag full of them. Would you like to have them? Man on the front row says, what are they? I've got the pearls of foreknowledge, predestination, calling, justification, and glorification. Let me see your pearls. And here they are, and I showed him. And you know what? That dog bit my hand. He bit my hand. Someone in the back said, what's going on up there? He doesn't want my pearls. And that man said, well, let me see your pearls. Well, I cast my pearls back to him. He looked at them, stomped them under his feet, and came up and tried to tear me to pieces. He was mad. He was mad. Lord, why did this happen? And the Lord said, I told you. Do not cast your pearls before swine. Do not give what is holy to dogs. They'll trample these things under their feet and tear you in pieces. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go looking for people who want these pearls. I got a bunch of them. The same five pearls. I'm going to spend the rest of my life looking for people who want these pearls. If I can find somebody who wants them, I've got them. But I tell you this, if I find some people who do not want them, I'm putting them back in my bag and going somewhere else. Because that's what Jesus said to do. Now let me ask you, do you want my pearls? I'll give them to you. And when I'm gone, He'll give them to you. These same pearls. Because the Lord's children love them. May the Lord bless you.